With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Attorney General Bondi is vowing to appeal a judge's ruling dismissing criminal cases against former FBI Director James Comey and New York Attorney General Letitia James.
A federal judge concluded that the prosecutor who brought the charges at President Trump's urging was illegally appointed by the Justice Department. It's a sharp rebuke of the Trump administration's efforts to target the president's political opponents. The judge's order deals exclusively with the appointment of Lindsay Halligan as U.S. attorney. She was a former White House aide with no prior prosecutorial experience and was tapped to lead one of DOJ's most elite offices. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The White House is lashing out at those Democrat lawmakers who produced a video urging military service personnel to disobey orders from the commander-in-chief.
You can't have a functioning military if there's disorder and chaos within the ranks, and that's what these Democrat members were encouraging. It's very clear.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, the Pentagon is investigating Senator Mark Kelly's role in the video. Kelly is a retired Navy captain who could face court-martial proceedings. In the video, the lawmakers talked about illegal presidential orders, but when pressed on the issue, none could identify any such orders, and the White House says that's because there were none. Cleanup, the order of the day in the Houston area after a tornado touched down in Harris County, damaging more than 100 homes. Trees came crashing down along with power lines. No serious injuries. Russia launched a massive drone and missile attack on Ukraine's capital, Kiev, overnight. At least a half dozen people were killed. A Ukrainian attack on southern Russia left at least three people dead there. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 68 points. The Nasdaq futures are off 81 points. This is SRN News. There's a new book about abortion for kids.
Pro-choice activists Amelia Bonow and Rachel Kessler are the authors. The book is titled Abortion is Everything and is aimed at 5 to 8-year-olds. The authors say their work, quote, frames abortion as the actualization of a uniquely human superpower, our capacity to imagine the future and make choices that lead us toward the life we envision. Abortion is a tool that allows human beings to shape our destinies and which has shaped the entire world, unquote. Michael Harrington reporting.
Two Catholic priests who were imprisoned on what human rights officials say were politically related charges have been released from prison in Belarus following talks with the Vatican. The move, which was confirmed by the Conference of Catholic Bishops in Belarus, comes amid speculation about warming relations between Minsk and the West. Phone call between President Lukashenko and President Trump back in August led to the release of some political prisoners. This is SRN News. A task force ordered by President Trump to combat crime in Memphis, Tennessee, has made thousands of arrests. Since late September, hundreds of federal, state, and local law enforcement personnel have fanned out across the city. Aren't you sorry you got rid of all of those old comic books?
A copy of the first Superman issue unearthed by a trio of brothers cleaning out their late mother's attic netted $9.12 million at a Texas auction house, which says it's the most expensive comic book ever sold. This month's sale surpassed the previous record of $6 million from another Superman-related comic sold last year. The 1939 Superman No. 1 was one of 500,000 first-edition copies printed by Detective Comics Incorporated and is one of a small number of copies known to be in existence. Keith Peters, Washington.
More details, SRNNews.com.